In Mishneh Dalet, we have another halacha based upon Lamori Eni HaKohen, and that is Ketzad Riyas HaNega. How does the Kohen see the Nega of a person? What position? Because the Nega has to be in an area that's visible to the person. It's what's called Beis HaStorim, in an area that's hidden, then it's not going to cause Ketumat Saras. So how does the Kohen position the person? Ketzad Riyas HaNega, how is the Nega going to be seen? So Ish Nirik Odir, if it's a male, then he stands in a position like he's hoeing. That means that he's spreading his legs apart. In the process of hoeing, like golf, like a golfer takes a stance, the legs have to go apart to hoe also. Ukamosig zesim, or a person who's harvesting olives. The olive tree is not a terribly high tree, so he can reach up and pluck without overextending himself, but he has to raise his hands above his head. Ukamosig zesim, someone who's harvesting olives. It's interesting to know, you probably remember from Zeruim, that of the four fruits, the grape, the olive, the date, and the fig have different verbs for their specific harvesting. By grape, it's betzira, boitzir zesim, it's mosig, boitzir anovim, mosig zesim, it's godir tamarim, and it's ore te'enim. So those four verbs, ho'isha, and so that's by a man. So he has to be in a position, in terms of his feet, with his legs spread apart, and in terms of his hands, k'mosig zesim, raised up, as if he's picking olives off a tree. Ho'isha, woman, she's the position she would be if she were nude, and she was sitting on the floor and she was arranging her dough, kioreches, you know, making challah, making bread or cake, kneading dough, arranging her dough, and also kamenika es benoa, also position a second area around in terms of the area around the breast that which would be visible when she's nursing her baby, her infant. And also in terms of the arms, let's say she has on the upper arm, she has some type of coloration or discoloration, and you want to see at least part of the armpit area, the shechi. So kioreges beom the shechi. So as if she's weaving on a standing loom, where she has to pick up her and Mishnah continues the yad hayimonis for her right hand. She's picking up her right hand by a standing loom to throw the thread over the top of the loom and then pull it down again. She has to raise her hand high, and that's the Yad Yaminis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Ketova Bepishtin Lismolis, that also in like a woman who is spinning thread made of flax for her left hand. I guess the hand again gets extended upwards so you can see the armpit. Now the Tosfos Yomtov makes an interesting observation. The Rav doesn't say over here that the halacha is or isn't like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Tosfos Yomtov says that Efshir Lomor the Tanakama Lo Polig. Maybe it's possible to say that the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda have no argument whatsoever. The Tanakama is talking about the right hand. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the left hand. V'yafagav the Tony label shon plukta, even though it's taught in the language of Machlokas, Tanakama says this, Rabbi Yehuda says this. The Hochi Ashkun Tov, we find many cases like this. K'mo shukosam the perik basra the bikurim, or mishum the Tanakama lo polik, mishum Hochi lo, and because the Tanakama isn't he learns it, the Rav is learning that the Tanakama is not arguing. That's why the Rav writes Deina locha k'reb Yehuda. And then he goes on to Tosfos Yomtov and says, "V'chein beperish Rambam lo ifsik hilchosot." The halach is not paskin. Now I looked up my perish Rambam on the Goyim, and there it says, "V'ein halachak Rabbi Yehuda." So the Tosfos Yomtov is aware of this. He says, "Nuschos Yishonos," but in older versions of the Rambam's perish and perish, "Kosu v'ein halachak Rabbi Yehuda." We have in our Rambams on the Goyim. He doesn't mention Rabbi Yehuda's words at all, so it's mashma that the Rambam learns Rizmach Lokis, and he passes like the Tanakama, like the Chachamim, and it's only did in the right hand and not in the left hand. And the Mishnah concludes, "Kishem shenira lenega kachu nira letiglakto." When a nazir begins his process after he's paskin clean, you know, at the end of his nazirus, after he's a muklet, he's paskin to be clean, and the first thing he does, he has a tiglachas. He gets his hair is his body is shaved completely, and so in the same way, the areas that are visible that we spoke about in this mission previously, when he's being checked, those areas have to be visible to be shaved, for the hair to be shaved at the time of tiglachas, at the time of shaving. Mishnah Hay begins with a halacha that's halacha in the goyim, but it has a literary taste to it also. Very often quoted, you'll hear people saying this. Kol ha-negoyim adam roe chutz minigi yatsmo. In terms of the halacha, it's simply saying that a person can see anybody else's negoyim, his relative's negoyim, anybody else, but not his own negoyim. The literary, you know, statement that people, it's a play on this Mishnah, is that kol ha-negoyim adam roeh, that people see other people's faults, everybody else's faults, chutz minigi atzmo. A person sees everyone else's negoyim, everyone else's blemishes, but he doesn't see his own blemishes, he doesn't see his own faults. But the statement is a halachic statement that he's not allowed to, even with other people, he's not allowed to see his own negoyim and paskin on that basis. Rabbi Meir Omer aflo nigei krovav, even not the negoyim of his relatives. Rabbi Meir, based on the pasuk, the iskish negoyim l'rivim, that which makes a connection between negoyim l'rivim, the ksiv kol riv kol nega, so they're compared to each other. Marivim dinimominus, rivim a quarrel, dinimominus shlo bekrovim, a person can't judge his relatives, af negoyim shlo bekrovim, can't be done with relatives. Kol hanet, now that we've mentioned a din that a person can do for others but not for himself, so the Mishnah mentions some other dinim like that. Kol hanet dorim or the matir chutz minidri atzmo. Any neder a person can be matir with the exception of his own nedorim. Now, Hatoras Nadorim, from the Torah, if a person is a mumcha, he's an expert, he's given smich, he's an expert in Nadorim, so he can matir Nadorim by himself. If there's no mumcha, and today we don't have people who are considered mumcha in these areas, so they can be matir Nadorim with the two other people, three people, Shlosha b'makom chacham in place of the chacham mumcha, but it's not bezdin. They can see they can matir nedorim at night. They can matir nedorim that are shayach to Shabbos and Shabbos, etc. Relatives can sit together for Torah's nedorim, father and son, brother and sister, not for their own nedorim, but for other people's nedorim. So it's three people in the place of a mumcha in place of an expert. So kol nedorim or the matir. So if there was an expert, he can be matir the nedorim, except his own nedorim. And by the way, I remember once Rabbi Soloveitchik Zatzal, he said in shir that he was going to finish a certain amount, and he took it as what we call nidri hektish, a nidri that's made to do a mitzvah or to give tzedakah or hektish, that he took it as a nidri which required a hatorah. He didn't get to that amount, so he was very, very careful to pick three people we felt were qualified, you know, who knew enough to be matir a nidri to matir to do hatoras the dorim for him. But so really, just find three people on Erev Yom Rosh Hashanah for Hatoras Adorim is not the best thing. We should take people who have at least some idea what they're doing with the concept of charot, of regret, what Pesach means, an opening, etc. So kol hanadorim adam matir chutz minidri atzma, with the exception of his own adorim. So even if he's with part of a group of three, he can't matir his own neder. Rabbi Yehuda Omer aflo nidri ishto. Now, by a wife, it's a different institution, and that's called Haforas Nedorim. But Haforas Nedorim, and this is what Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, Haforas Nedorim only works on Nedorim that are between Beino Leveinoa, that affect their marriage between him and her, or inu nefesh, to cause some type of affliction to usually the woman, to the woman herself, that causes her to be afflicted, which also, I mean, might constitute it beino leveino, and affect the marriage if she's in suffering. So that's what haforos nedarim. So if it's so the Rabbi Yehuda is saying aflo nidri ishto shebeino leveino acherim, where there's no haforos nedarim, but there is hatoros nedarim. So even though his wife is like himself, but he can't be part of the three, or if he's a mumcha, he can't matter her neder, or if he's part of three, he can't take part of the of Haturas the Dorim. So he says, this is the Rav, that are not the cause of affliction of the soul, or matters which are not between himself and herself, which affect the marriage. Haforas Nedarim doesn't work over there, requires Hatoras Nedarim, and that requires a Chacham to analyze. So we're afraid, why can't, let's see if he's the chacham, a mumche, he can't do it himself. His wife, maybe he won't do such a good job, and he'll want to be matir for her, and he won't really check well. He says, however, even if he's an expert, a yochid mumche, but the Rav Shita is that he can be mitzvah if he can join a group of three people who are acting three in place of the of a mumcha. The guy, even the Havi Beit Losa, since they're three, lo chashidi shemelu yakru yofe, because he's involved, they're not suspected that all three of them are going to swerve to be lenient, but they will come to a proper psak in terms of whether they can matu the nether of the woman or not. Kula b'choros. A bechor, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, a bechor had to be brought, given to a kohen, brought as a korban. Without the Beis Hamikdash, the dinim of bechor belonging to a korban still apply, but a kohen, and what many people rely on when they have animals, farmers, is that they sell the bechor to a goy. There's goy has even shutvis in an animal. The animal's potter from becharos. So that's what's done. But let's assuming that a person didn't do that, and he's a kohen. A kohen has a bechor, so he can't eat the bechor until he brings it to the basement. There is no Beis Hamikdash, so he has to wait until the bechor has a mum, has some type of blemish. Once the bechor has a blemish that's not over, that's not going to go away, then he's allowed to eat the bechor. So kol habechoros odem roa. A person can see anybody else's bechoros im yicholim loachlan b'mumim, if they're allowed to be eaten because of a mum, chutz mi bechoros atzmo, except his own bechoros. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says, "Mukminim lo bebechoros sof perik dalid biyochid mumche." That we're dealing with an expert, a person who has smicha, yatir bechoros yatir, he's allowed to be matir bechoros on his own. But again, the ibetlos is what the Rav explained by Hatoras Nedarim lo chashidi, where they're not suspect. It's not besof perik beis diavamos miyano o shechols befonov yisoeno b'mneishu hu bezdin. That when a person is part of, if a woman is menis or choletzis in front of a party in the bezdin, he's allowed to marry the woman because he's part of a bezdin, and a bezdin is not suspect, so he's not under any type of suspicion then that he's doing this for his own gain. So he's allowed to marry. So here too, if he's part of three who are seeing the bechor, he can see his own bechor, because a bezdin is not choshe, just in the case of the husband, that he can mat through the wife's netter as part of a group of three, even though that's not a bezdin, but a group of three who are matir nedarim. So that's the end of Mishnah Hay and the end of Perek Beis.